Hey, how you doing? This is Cato here. Hey, look here. I was working with a client one time who, you know, was building a website for her business. And I had asked her to, if she was interested, like I asked all the clients if they're interested in associating social media platforms to integrate with their site. Now, this particular person was not so interested in doing so, mainly because the way she explained it was like social media was something that she never wanted to get involved with because of her perception of all the negatives that are associated with it. And that's true. I mean, in many cases, there are so much negatives that are associated with it when you count the fact of trolling and just any other kind of thing that you might not deem necessary for your business or site. But one thing I kind of wanted to explain to her is there's a saying that goes, you eat the meat and throw the bone away. In other words, whatever it is that is not conducive to your life, just overlook it. But those things that are important to you, take heed to them for whatever they're worth and just go on about your life. One thing I always like to explain to people about the concept of being able to use social media and integrating with your business website, because you should always have a home business website, is I always use the concept of a mall. In other words, if you look into a mall, if you go into a mall, you got about hundreds of stores, 150, 200 stores on both sides, and you got people down the aisle. And then all of those stores, they got stuff in the window in the storefront trying to get people to, you know, trying to get their attention to come into this store. They're fighting each other, trying to get your attention to let me get you to come into my shop. Because once I got you in my shop, I got your undivided attention. And I don't have to fight these other stores for that moment that you're in my shop. And that's basically the same way you have to look at it when it comes to social media, when your business and you're trying to integrate your website with that. In other words, the object of it is to, when you go on a newsfeed, you see the newsfeed and there's all kinds of stuff up on that newsfeed, all kinds of things. And your object is to how to bring this person into my website, into my store, so I won't have to fight everybody else trying to get their attention to be able to present to them the content that I have for them. Then there are negative connotations to that because you have some people who understand that concept and take abuse of it. And I'm talking about you'll find sites where you click on it and you'll go into it and there are 100 different pop-ups, ads, or the other worst kind that I think if you go into a site because the title of the content seems very interesting, but when you go into it, you got to click through 4 or 5 pages just to read about 2 paragraphs of content. So I'm not talking about that, going that negative route with it, but definitely using it to your purpose, because the bottom line is Facebook isn't the number one social media platform for nothing. The bottom line is that's where everyone is, and you want to be able to reach everyone. Why? So you can get those everyone or as many people as you can to see what you have to present to them. I can honestly say, in all honesty, when it comes to social media and dealing with networking and business and all that kind of stuff, I've met a lot and connected with a lot of influential people in my time. And I've been on this thing for years. So just wanted to throw that out there for any of you who may have that concept or that perception that she had. And the bottom line is she agreed to work with it and understood the whole importance of it, of generating traffic and customers and stuff to her site. All right. Just wanted to throw that out there for you. All right. Other than that, have a blessed day. All right.